And now for your homework exercise. If you haven't done so yet, I'm going to remind you to print out the workbook. And you should do this exercise again as often as possible, even multiple times a day. Below again, you can sign up for the 5-day challenge of this exercise, and you'll receive an email every day for 5 days to remind you. And if you're not signing up, please create a reminder on your phone or on your computer so that you don't forget to do this exercise. I cannot tell you what this exercise is going to do for you. It's just unbelievable. And I will repeat, without practicing this exercise, you will not experience any change in your life. We don't want to live with theories. We're here for transformation. Let's make it happen. So the objective of this exercise is to help you slow down your inner processing system when you experience things in your life. This gives you the space you need to choose how you want to feel about the situation instead of falling into an instinctive feeling. You will have, on any given day, you will have an endless number of things to apply this to because it applies to almost every single moment of experience that we have. And every time you do this, you will also be tapping into your inherent worthiness. You will be training yourself to behave as someone who is in touch with their inherent worthiness, and this will automatically bring it out. So take one event that occurred and apply the checking into reality exercise. There are 5 steps to this exercise. Identify the event, your judgment of the event, your feeling about the event, create the space in which you review your judgment, and finally, you then have your response to the event. After applying the exercise, verbalize the true reality about the event to yourself. So here are some examples. When at a wedding, my spouse says to me, "You're eating too much." The event, my spouse said to me, "You're eating too much." My judgment, perhaps. My spouse treats me like a child who can't determine how much to eat on my own. What's my feeling? I'm insulted. Now I create a space. After using my space to reassess my judgment, I realize that whether or not my spouse considers me a child, I know I'm not. I know I am worthy, whether or not I choose to eat more or whether or not my spouse approves of it. And with that clarity, I am no longer a victim of my wife's comment. My response then is, to my wife, I calmly choose whether to say, "Honey, I really do want to eat this, so I'm going to have some." Or perhaps I'll choose to say, "Honey, while I really want to eat that, I won't because I love you." But in either instance, I am not being a victim of my spouse. I am owning my decision with great responsibility. Very powerful. Another example. The event is, my employee did the project in the manner I explicitly told them not to. Ooh, we can feel the emotions there. The judgment, my employee thinks I'm a pushover and they know better, which leads to a feeling of anger. So we pause, so we create a space. After using my space to reassess my judgment, I realize that my judgment may not be true. Additionally, even if my employee does think I'm a pushover and they know better, I can either acknowledge that I can be or I am not. I know I am worthy, whether or not he thinks I am a pushover. Regardless, they have the responsibility to listen to me because I'm their boss. So the response then, once we become clear with this, that I am not dependent on what my employee thinks about me to be worthy, I calmly say, "We had spoken about how this project should be done, and I explicitly told you I don't want it done the way you chose to do it. While I understand that you may feel you have a better way to do certain things, when I tell you I want it done a certain way, I expect it to be done that way." You see, in this response, I'm not becoming a victim of my employee. I am owning my decision with great responsibility and simply responding to the reality that they did it the way I explicitly told them not to and that they cannot do that. And I'm not responding to any biased feelings I may have about the reality. Let's take one more example. The event is my friends say to me, why are you trying to fix it? You're only making it worse. You ever hear that one? Right? So my friend says to me, why are you trying to fix it? You're only making it worse. My judgment is, my friend thinks I'm not capable. My feeling, I'm hurt. So now I create a space. After using my space to reassess my judgment, I realize that my judgment may not be true. Additionally, even if my friend thinks I'm incapable, I'm still worthy because my worthiness is not dependent on what they think about me. I will do my best to honestly decide whether I am capable or not, based on the feedback that they're giving me, while knowing I am worthy either way. And so I respond calmly, and I may say, this may be one response, you're right, I'm not great at this, if that's the assessment I've made, that in fact they're right, I'm not great at this, but I enjoy it, so I plan to work on it until I fix it. Or another response can possibly be, I'm actually really good at fixing this, and I'm sorry you don't think so. Or, you're right, I'm not good at this, would you mind giving me a hand? I am not becoming a victim of my friend's statement. That's the key here. I am owning my decision with great responsibility and simply responding to the reality, not any biased feelings I may have about the reality. Good luck with this exercise, which is unbelievably powerful. It's going to be a struggle in the beginning, but you'll start getting the hang of it, and you will see unbelievable transformation. I look forward to seeing you in module number 4.